Rangers Rambles.
All right, I think we are live. Welcome back, everyone, to the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I'm your temporary chief host, Avera. Here, joining me is our tech support, Orion.
Hello.
All right. And, of course, next up we have NobleCon.
Yo, yo.
At least is Beowulf.
Yes, the jack of all trades returns.
Indeed.
That's weird. Your name's Beowulf, but you're not a wolf.
Yes, I know. It's kind of a throwback.
Ah, okay.
All right. So, how's everyone doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I'm going to be glad when I can get some shoes today.
Okay, Hobbit.
It's alarmingly warm for January.
It is. I love global warming. It's great.
Yeah.
But then it's going to be like 30 degrees in May. So.
Yeah, it's freezing where I am.
Bummer.
It's funny because it's starting to cool off here in Australia.
Oh yeah. Well, because right now here,
yeah,
in the northern hemisphere, we're in the middle of winter. So you're in the middle of what, summer?
Yep. But it's nice, cool day to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Well, today was a nice warm day, so I guess you gotta kind of balances it out. Shall we get into our first topic of the night?
Yes, Miss, let's go ahead.
All right. Well, as you guys know, what was the first topic again?
Wasn't it Pokemon?
It was Pokemon. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Mewtwo, yes. The name of the episode, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Netflix is going to be doing a new series. And it's based on the OG Pokemon. So this is interesting.
It's probably going to be utter pure cringe like most Netflix adaptions.
I mean, I don't know. Because the thing is, if you saw Detective Pikachu, the way that they handled the live-action Pokemon actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, but this looks extremely CGI live-action. Like, not good CGI either, like anime CGI.
So, Uncanny Valley.
Okay, I'm sorry, it wasn't a show, it was a movie.
I've seen this movie. The humans in it look horrible, the Pokemon look good. It's just a remake of the Pokemon, the first movie. That's it. It's nothing special.
Yep. It's called Mewtwo Strikes Back. It's going to be on February 27th of 2020. And it's a Netflix exclusive, whatever that
Evolution
means.
Is also in the title.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. A Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution. Right. Because they want to add that little thingy in there to make it special.
God, that's giving me Dragon Ball Evolution vibes.
It looks like a cutscene from a video game. Now, I haven't really seen this too much, but I don't know. It all depends on the writing and the voice acting and, of course, the music, like how it all kind of coincides together.
It's just a replay of Pokemon the first movie. That's it.
Woo.
See, that's kind of sad.
It's like flipping Disney with their live-action remakes.
Well, I mean, they're just trying to milk as much physical money as they can out of everything that they own.
It's like, one thing I don't get is the fact that they're remaking these movies, but they're putting them in a format which is more difficult and more limited. Like for example, with The Lion King, as a prime example, with the realistic CGI lions, you can't pull the same facial expressions you can pull on, like, you know, a cartoon 2D animation.
No, that was one of the big criticisms of that movie, because they did look photorealistic. And they said, oh, it's live action. Well, not really, because the backgrounds were CGI, all the characters were CGI. There's nothing live action about it.
Yeah, exactly.
They just looked photorealistic, and granted, they did look real. Like, they looked like real animals, but the problem with real animals is they can't emote properly like they could if they were actually animated. You know?
So, for me, the whole movie really sort of took it away when Ash was turned to stone.
Yes, that was a major, major point. Now, I when I first saw that, I thought he actually died. I'm not even sure. Maybe he actually did. I don't know if the creators confirmed that or not.
I believe that's the actual impression that they were making.
Yeah, and that was... like, how can you possibly recreate that scene? That dramatic and powerful scene. Like, it was beautiful. It really was.
Let me just fire up Imgur.
Like, even for as old as that movie is, it still has really good image quality.
Oh, it does. It has that, like, nostalgic type of anime style. And considering it was, you know, a kid's movie at the time, there was some pretty deep, you know, powerful messages there. I mean, there was some significant violence. I mean, people literally died. Remember when Mewtwo blew up the lab and killed basically hundreds of scientists?
Yeah.
That was in the first 5 minutes. Like, Jesus.
I just took a screenshot. I need to find it today. Dates. View sort by date.
So I kind of worry if this new Mewtwo version is going to be, I don't know, like more vanilla. Like, it's not going to be as, you know, risky as the original movie actually was.
It's just a total and complete remake of the movie. That's it. They didn't change anything. Everything plays out exactly the same.
Oh, it does.
They can say that, but there's always something new that they have to force their agenda upon, you know,
not other that people. I can see.
Well, this is the same thing with The Lion King. Like, people said it was not a reboot, it was a remake, which essentially, shot for shot, it was for the most part. But they did cut back on certain things, like Scar's song. Like, they cut that down. They did change some things to make it, like, not as, I don't know, I guess, like, cut for time or whatever they're trying to do. But yeah, certain things were changed. I just don't know how they're going to possibly recreate that kind of, you know, emotion and honestly, like, artistry of the original movie.
Yeah, the next movie they're remaking is Bambi.
Oh, no, God, no.
No, they're not. Stop this.
Oran, Avira, I posted two image links in the private chat. They're screenshots from the movie.
All right, well, we can screen share that. But wow. So, do you know how old the Pokemon movie is?
I think it came out in 2000. No, that was before 2000, sorry.
It was. This movie is about 20 years old.
Gosh, older than now.
My God.
No, it'd be older than 20 years old.
Well, I said about 20 years old. Yeah, probably older. I think it's like 22 or 23 years old.
Well, Pokemon came out in, what is it, 95 initially?
95 or 93, I think. 95 sounds familiar. Yeah, it probably came out in 95.
How's the year I was born?
Oh.
Hey, you might want to enlarge the image.
Okay, yeah, so here we have Pikachu. Now, like I said, this looks like something out of a video game cutscene. It doesn't look like an actual movie.
It's like they went above and beyond to not make it as photorealistic as possible and kind of give it that old-school anime feel, but at the same time, I like that they didn't go completely overboard with the photorealism, but at the same time, it looks like they're made of Play-Doh.
Yeah, right? Yeah, digital Play-Doh. Okay, well, okay, so Pikachu in Detective Pikachu actually looked pretty cool. At least personally, I thought it came out really good. This one, though, like I said, it does kind of look like a cutscene from a video game. But you know what? That doesn't necessarily matter that much, because think about Star Wars: The Clone Wars. That was almost in this same type of style.
There was also a Digimon movie too that was really, really bad.
Digimon Digital Monsters.
Yeah, Digimon failed because they just failed.
No, this was a poorly done CGI movie.
Oh, I remember seeing like the first Digimon movie.
That was actually 3, the one that was released in the West.
One thing I remember is that it featured a track by somebody called Fatboy Slim. That's the only thing I remember from it. Where, like, you know, okay. I think it's like the large T-Rex sort of character was chasing the main character.
Hmm. Okay. Well, like, the effects of a movie aren't necessarily the end-all be-all. It all depends on, like I said before, the music, the writing, the story, character development. You know, there's many other facets that go into making a good movie.
Yeah.
The effects don't have to be perfect.
No, the effects are kind of a sub thing, but also in the same sentence.
The thing is, though,
you can't expect effects from 1995 to wow the current crowd, and most people are probably going to give it a bad review because of that.
Yes, that's true.
The thing is, though, if it's for like a TV series, people tend to be a bit more forgiving.
Yeah.
Right. Did anyone actually watch?
Budget-wise, yeah.
Did anyone watch the Digimon series 1?
Yeah, I did.
There was a part of Jurassic Park in there later in the series. Yeah, they took a recording from Jurassic Park and used it in the show.
Yeah.
Were they legally allowed to do that?
I'd like to hope they actually got permission, but basically you could hear the kids screaming in the background during a T-Rex attack from Jurassic Park, the first movie.
And they use that in the Digimon movie? Are you kidding me?
Yes. I think they had a bunch of Tyranitar on screen.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So the director himself couldn't muster up 3 seconds to, like, scream off camera and, like, edit it to make it sound like someone screaming? Like, really?
No, I think you can hear Timmy constantly in the background every time you hear a T-Rex roar. You can hear Timmy's name being called. It's like, seriously, what the hell?
What? Timmy. Oh, I've never heard of that before. Oh my goodness. I can't... Really? That's bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah, the funny thing is, though, I heard that the book of Jurassic Park is actually more gruesome than the movie.
Yeah, it is. But like the fact that they used that sound effect in their movie, I find is kind of hilarious. Now, of course, there are certain sound effects and or certain iconic things that a lot of movies use. For instance, the Wilhelm scream. That's in a lot of classic movies. It's kind of like
a meme.
Yeah, it's basically a meme between like directors and producers and writers and whatnot. They're like, oh, I'm going to throw in the Wilhelm scream, in this thing, and let's see how many people find it. It's in like over like 2 dozen movies or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's in the video games too, like, Red Dead Redemption.
Of course it is, yeah. That's great.
And I think I was playing Halo Reach, and like one of the cutscenes features the Wilhelm scream.
Oh, wow. No kidding. All right. So just some final thoughts here. What do you guys think about this new remake? Do you think it's going to be successful? Do you think it's going to be as good as the original?
I feel for those who are going for the nostalgic effect, they're going to have to be careful. But if they're not going for nostalgia, the sky's the limit.
Well, what's a very scary thought is, we talked about this earlier, about just how old this movie is. It's over 20 years old. So kids these days that this movie is targeting, they probably have never seen the original Pokemon movie.
Yeah, the thing is, though, interest in Pokemon has been revitalized through things like Pokemon Go and Detective Pikachu.
Yep, that's right. So now, if you're between the ages of 8 and 13 years old, which is basically their target audience, you were born several years, almost 10 years after this movie came out, which is kind of a scary thought for me, but I don't know. That's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, like...
It was released in Australia in December 1999.
Wow. Yeah, December 19... Yeah, so 20 years ago.
21.
Goodness.
Well, December of 1999. I mean, December just passed, so yeah. 20 years ago in like a month. That's... Oh my god. That's weird. Because, like, I remember seeing this in theaters. Like I saw the Pokemon movie.
I own it on VHS.
Yeah, I remember like seeing it, and I can't believe it's been that long. Like, it's, oh my god.
Yeah, if you want to sit there and think this is going to be like a grand thing, don't. This is the type of thing when you're bored shitless and you want something to watch.
Hey, Noble, what's your view on Game Freak?
They're horrible.
All right. do we have any live comments going on right now? Any audience members want to input some before we change to a next topic?
Yeah,
Ice Kid 777.
Oh, Ice Kid. Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of true. Also, Rebel Yell.
Rebel. Rebel Yell. Yes. All right. So I guess my final thoughts on this. I'm probably not going to watch this movie. Because, like, I just have so many fond memories of the original. And this movie is not geared or targeted, like, towards me. So I'm probably not going to invest the time to, like, watch this. Because I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, about a year or two ago, the first three movies were re-released on Blu-ray, so you could pick that up if you wanted to.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, there's a new theory about the shape of the Earth in comment section.
Yes, Jack. It is a magical triangle.
A pizza circle.
It's a cipher. Magical triangle. Oh my goodness. I hope Scorch isn't here.
Yeah, we're all going to get an earful if he is.
Yeah. All right. So, moving on to topic two. This is something that we've discussed earlier on our podcast, I believe quite a few months ago, with a mascot called Gritty. Now, for those of you who don't know, Gritty is a mascot for a sports team.
That's an abomination.
He is an abomination, yes. He has these, these crazy eyes. It looks like a gnome, like an orange gnome on meth.
What was the Muppets guy, the orange guy?
It's basically Gritty, but Gritty is his retarded cousin on meth. Okay. So this is something that furries noticed because, of course, you know, a furry character as a new mascot that's being promoted and, you know, getting some kind of notoriety, of course, we're going to notice this kind of thing. Unfortunately, one of the weirdest stories in the world of hockey in 2020, this just happened a few days ago, the Philadelphia police are investigating someone made a claim that Gritty actually punched a 13-year-old fan during a meet and greet in November. So I don't know if it was just like the character, like the guy who was in that costume. Maybe he was angry. Maybe he was drunk. Who the hell knows? Maybe he was on meth, like Gritty always seems to be. I don't know.
I kind of read like really briefly through this.
Oh boy.
And it said something that Gritty was like the person inside felt like he's being punched from behind. Is that, or it was the kid saying that? I'm not sure. I literally spent just a couple minutes looking through this because it was just like, does it matter?
All right.
There's usually humongous brawls that happen at hockey games.
It is. Yes. Well, oh my god. So, who do you think they're going to go after? Are they going to go after the person who was playing that character, or do you think they're going to go after the mascot of the sports team? Because essentially, like, if you're playing this character, you essentially are a representative of that team, right? So, there's a little bit of an obligation there to kind of make a good impression.
I feel they'll probably go after the team because the team's going to have lots of money.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very
and
good point.
The person in the costume probably won't have money, or at least not a lot of money.
Okay, so you think that their reasoning is going to be, well, you're, you know, someone you're working for this team, you know, assaulted
my child, so yep. I'm going to sue you.
And it's your responsibility to make sure that your employees do, you know, such and such. Okay. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that would be my thought.
If that happens, let's say we'll never see the mascot ever again.
If you guys have ever actually seen the mascot, he's really scary. Like his, oh my god, it looks like an abomination.
Yeah, it looks like something you'd see on a slasher movie.
Oh god.
Kind of.
What, you're like Jason versus Freddy or something?
Guys, he's like the American Mr. Blobby. Yeah, I'll give you an image of, like, you know, Mr. Blobby.
I really hope this guy's identity gets dragged through the mud. I mean, what the hell? I mean, let's really lowballing punching a kid.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys what
Mr.
Blobby
looks
like.
It could also be that the kid is like, oh, I was getting punched.
Well,
when in actuality, the mascot was just trying to get his attention.
All right. Well, I have a quote here from the full report. So I'm just going to read the quote that from the email. It says, "After the okay, before I read this, just some context here. But what happened was someone was tapping the mascot on the shoulder from behind, and the person in the costume, I guess he overreacted and thought he was being attacked, turned around and punched him. So it says, quote, after the alleged punch, Greenwell emailed officials at Comcast. First complaining of the lousy picture with the mascot who didn't look at the camera. So he raised the more serious and disappointing concern. He says, I know it was not correct for my son to harmlessly tap him on his head. Oh, sorry, head, not the shoulder. But for a Flyers employee to get sick and throw full punch at someone with his back turned and hurt a 13-year-old boy is assault, unprofessional, and unacceptable for your organization, he wrote. So, yes, you're right. He is going after the team because they are negligent about their employees who apparently are okay with assaulting children. Yikes.
I mean, I feel there's some furries who react worse than that when you, you know, are like trying to get their attention. But
oh, yeah.
Know.
I wonder if this guy was a furry. I mean, think about it. Like, if he's a mascot in this kind of a costume, like, he already knows, like, the memes and all the crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's been talk. Like, he might actually be a furry. Hmm.
Raider thoughts.
Yeah. Right? That's some food for thought. But, okay, so they claim that there's no video footage of this, but, I mean, there's witnesses, there's, you know, all of that. Clearly, this event did happen. And if it didn't, it wouldn't as you know blown up the way it did. It might have just been a mistake.
I mean, like, or it's someone doesn't understand what you know the actions are, or they were maybe it was their first time trying out the mascot costume. They're a new hire, and he doesn't understand like how much force is being applied.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because like when I'm in fursuit, some people have, you know, like patted me on the head and stuff sometimes, and I didn't punch them, but it does take some greater than average force to, like, you know, get someone in a costume to, like, notice you. Because, like, you don't really feel everything all the time.
No, you literally, sometimes you don't, like, feel stuff at all.
No, exactly. Like, you're cushioned, you're padded, you're wearing a whole, like, you know, thick costume. So, sometimes, like, if someone taps you, you might not feel it. So, maybe this kid was trying to get his attention And this is just my speculation, but maybe he was tapping him, you know, from behind. Maybe he wanted to get a picture, and the guy just didn't feel it. And so the kid was like, you know, maybe nudging him harder. And then the person turned around and thought it was like being attacked or something, and just, I don't know, a reflex and hit the kid.
Yeah, or he turned around and didn't intend to actually hit the kid, but, you know, he hit him as he was turning around because the kid was 3 inches away from him, like little kids do.
It's a difficult situation.
It is.
But, I mean, you know, if I was a 13-year-old kid, I would not approach Gritty. That thing's a fucking creepy monster. Like, I'm sorry, there's no way I would even get close to it.
Yeah, I'd be more confused about what it is.
I'd be like, Daddy, what is that? Take me away from this.
I don't want to be here. Why are you taking me closer to it? I don't want to be here.
It's staring into my soul.
I thought kids more screamed at the top of their lungs when they saw something they didn't like.
Not always. Sometimes they just, like, walk up and they just don't know what to do.
Yeah, like, frozen in place. I mean, like, if you've seen, like, what Gritty looks like, I mean, I thought it was a joke at first when I first saw this thing. I'm like, oh, there's no way that's an actual mascot. Turns out it was. Wrong?
The bugs. The bugs on this website.
Just the way Gritty looks itself. Like, it's just really creepy.
It is. It's very unnerving.
Yeah, it's probably a great Halloween costume.
You know, you kind of have to think, what on earth were they doing when they came up with this character?
No. Meth. What on earth were they smoking or drinking, or what the hell were they on when they thought him up?
Meth. Yeah. All of the meth.
I can possibly agree with that. They were on something. They were on something that they shouldn't have been on. maybe some LSD and some orange soda when they shook it.
Oh my god. I mean, they could have just went with something, you know, simple and easy, like, I don't know, a wolf or a dog or hell, even a dragon, you know, just something recognizable, not this Muppets.
Not an orange thing.
No, what about a snow fox? Sorry, Arctic fox.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Sure. Why not? You might have to change the name of the team, but, you know, whatever.
Or, they're called the Flyers, right? So it could be a bird.
A bird.
Sure. Like a robin, or, I don't know, a cardinal, or whatever.
Penguin.
Wait a minute. Penguins don't fly.
I got nothing.
Well, all right. Do we have any live comments going on right now?
Boxcar, the husky.
Yes. What is he saying?
A creepy one.
Yes. Agreed. Orion, are you there? Are you back?
I would take that as a no.
I would take that as a no. I do not hear you. Hopefully you can hear us, though.
Inioki, I think it's you pronounce his name, at Furry Raiders, or maybe a 13-year-old kid was being a real jerk, as lots of 13-year-old kids are, because it's funny to screw with mascots.
And got what he deserved? Yeah, I could agree with that.
I mean, if that was his intention, maybe he was like one of those middle school bullies who just wanted to mess around with the guy. I don't know. But, like, I still don't think that punching children is, like, okay. If that's what happened. It's a little bit of a little complicated situation, I'm assuming.
I had to push a child away from me once.
It's also a hockey game. There is, like, alcohol everywhere. So, it's very possible that everyone was drunk, and drunk parents become super protective for some reason.
And super violent.
Yes.
Like, you're hurting my kid? I'll go.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
The worst thing I've had to do is push a child away. All I did was grab him by the shoulders and just pushed him away from me. And
oh, I'm sure that raised some heck.
Yeah, this was family, so it took a couple of hours, but when everything calmed down, I explained what the little brat was doing with the can of that air spray stuff you have in the bathroom to make it the smell go away.
Oh yeah, like some air fresheners.
Yeah, he thought it'd be a great idea to spray that on me while I was eating my breakfast.
What? Wow.
I mean, that sounds like a kid thing.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. Now, look, I don't hate kids because, like, I'm not some heartless monster, but I have very little patience, and I get annoyed very easily. So I would rather not be around one of them if they're doing something like that, because I will get angry. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to hurt them or anything, but... Fuck that. I mean, that's so stupid.
But that's the mentality of kids. That's the problem.
I've actually had a similar situation. I remember when I was fursuiting in public one day, this is like last year, a group of kids like came up to me and they started like harassing me, essentially. I was at a park and I was, you know, me and my friend were walking around and there was like three kids, maybe they're like, I don't know, 12 or something. And they just would not leave us the hell alone. Now, thankfully, they didn't like try to pull on our tails or anything and like, you know, destroy our fursuits, but we see this a lot, actually. Like, there's a lot of YouTube videos about fursuiters in public that, you know, get harassed by people, and a lot of them are just, you know, derpy kids that just want to, you know, have a laugh and whatnot and just, you know, make fun of something. I guess that's what they do. I don't know if that's what this person was doing in that situation with Gritty, or maybe he just genuinely wanted to get his attention, you know, maybe just, you know, take a photo or something, you know, who knows. But
I feel this is something that may end up going under something like r/entitled parents.
I don't know. But like, the thing is, like, there is a lawsuit going on now. Like, there is an investigation of this employee, and of course, you know, the family of the kids. You know, like the victim. Like, they're trying to, you know, extort money from this team. Maybe this was staged.
Yeah, that's something you always have to keep in mind anymore.
I mean, like, it could be a possibility, like, hey, like, you know, mommy says, hey, little Jimmy, go, you know, harass this guy and get him mad at you. You know, he happens to be a mascot for a team.
We'll get you the PS5 that you want.
Yeah, right? Yeah, entice him. And then, you know, the kid goes over, you know, harasses this guy, and eventually he just gets so pissed off, he just turns around and punches the lights out of him. And it's like, oh, shit, well, now what? Oh, well, now the family can sue you. Oh, thanks, Jimmy. Oh, you have a little little bruised eye there? That's okay.
PS5. Here's now your PlayStation 5. We're going to make buttloads of money.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm not saying it's not what couldn't have happened.
Yeah, that's the thing with, like, how sue happy people are anymore. It's just like, oh, well, you did one tiny little thing wrong. I'm going to take it completely the wrong way, and I'm going to sue you for everything you're worth.
It's happened a lot, and, you know, there's even crazier people out there that will do things for lawsuit money, like, especially in Russia. Like, are people who, like, that's why they all have dash cams, because people will jump in front of cars to get hit on purpose and say that they were hit by this person driving a car just to get the insurance money.
Yeah, I thought that was only a Chinese thing.
No, that's...
Well, it's in Russia.
That's another reason why, like, modern-day semi-trucks, if you go and, like, get a new one, they have dash cams that record 24/7 and automatically activate when you, like, hit your brakes really hard. And they record the past 3 minutes and 3 minutes into the future. Because people brake check semis, and in traffic court, this is something that terrified me when I was driving semis, was that if someone slams on their brakes and causes you to rear end them, it's the truck driver's fault 99% of the time. They don't even like look into the actual evidence. It's the truck driver's fault.
Yes. All right. So
we got way off topic.
It's fine. Any final thoughts on this issue?
None I can think of.
Neither can I.
All right. Well, I suppose we said all we had to say about that. So let's check out some live comments by some people.
Seven, seven, seven. Ice Kitsune. That's okay. You can hire us to sue
someone's butt off, and we'll get paid while you just get a lollipop. That's like legal 101. Oh, I made $100,000 off this case. What did your client get? Like $10.
The Yikes. Rabbit.
Oh yes, Native. All right, so moving on to our next topic, and this is kind of a serious one, but it's something that almost restores my faith in humanity. Recently, there was a con called, well, abbreviated FurCon, and this was covered by mainstream news, actually. CBS, ABC, and even CNN wrote an article about this. This is when a group of furries at a convention stopped an assault that was going on the streets. So just a little context here. There was someone who was riding in an Uber, and they had a female driver, and this person who was the passenger became belligerent and started throwing punches and, just being extremely belligerent towards the Uber driver. And a group of furries actually stopped him from attacking her. I believe there were three people involved, maybe four. And, some of them, one guy was even like in a fursuit, like he didn't have his head on, but whatever.
Two of them were.
Two of them were. So they actually stopped this guy from, throwing punches at this girl, held him down until the police came, and then the police arrested him on charges of assault and battery. Now, the thing about this is that this is something where, obviously violence can't be, tolerated like that. That's just not, the appropriate way to deal with a situation. This person had a disagreement with his driver. I'm not sure over what. It might have been about the cost of the ride. I don't know. But a bunch of furries came together and stopped someone from being assaulted. And they didn't hurt the attacker or at least not significantly, but they did eventually stop it. So I think like that kind of shows a good.
Let's be honest. You're not going to really hurt anyone with fursuit paws on.
Yeah, it's kind of like when SpongeBob was being punched by Flats. It was like punching like a squeaky, fluffy thing.
It just squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah. I can just imagine if they had squeaky paws too.
Oh my god.
Squeak, 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 weird. Squeak.
But like the thing is like that's only half of a joke though, because like that's a total possibility.
It really is.
Like that could actually have happened. Like they're squeaking as they're trying to like, take this guy down. Oh bro. That's kind of fucked.
I like the fact they actually sat on him, because that is the right move to do.
Yeah.
You can restrain someone.
Right. Now, I didn't look too much into this because, I don't know if the attacker himself was actually a furry or if he was just some guy who was attacking this driver. But what I do know is a bunch of furries came together and saw what was happening, that he was going to, significantly harm this girl, and they stopped it. So, I do think that that's a good thing.
The more important part is they also did call the police and wait for them.
Yes, as they should have. Absolutely. Yep, so the police came, they arrested the guy. Like I said, charges of assault and battery. The girl is all right. A little bit, obviously, traumatized, understandably. But, the guys involved that did this, you know, good for you guys. Seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, like way to take up the initiative. Okay, so like, what would you have done in that situation? Like, let's say you were outside of a convention hotel, and you saw some fight going on. I mean, would you get involved? Would you call the police? Would you just walk away?
I would. I mean, it's really hard to say because when you see something like that going on, your first instinct is to kind of, well, what's going on? What should I do? Mm-hmm. Like, I've never really been a mediator in fights. Because it's just, I don't get involved. It's not what I do. I probably wouldn't get involved. It's just not what I do. So, I guess that's what I would say.
See, I don't know if I would either. And I'm just being practical about this. Because, like, I'm not the largest or strongest person in the world. I feel like I would probably just get in harm's way and just escalate the situation if I were to get involved. So what I would probably do is I would probably just alert the authorities. But I don't know. Then again, though, like if I literally saw some guy like beating on some girl, I couldn't not do something. You know, like,
yeah.
I feel like instinct would take over and like I have to do something.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would probably get, like, a friend of mine and be like, yo, like, stop this. Like, what the fuck? Because, like, I'm not going to be able to fight him, but, like, maybe both of us could. You know, maybe. It all depends on, like, you know, how big he is and, like, what the situation is. Like, the circumstances that led to it. But, yeah, I feel like I couldn't just walk away, and I know a lot of people do that, and there's some kind of like term in psychology about that. I think it's like the bystander effect or something. But no, like I would feel kind of conflicted, you know? Like I don't know these people, but should I
don't know these people, I don't know what I should be doing. Should I break this up? Should I just let it keep happening? What should I do?
Well, whatever the case is, whoever these people are, and hopefully I can you know, contact them in the future, which I do plan on doing, you know, like to get their perspective of things. Yeah, I mean, like I said, good for them. All right, so any other comments from the audience about this? You guys have any other thoughts?
I don't think so.
Ice Kitsune, I would have broke it up.
All right. Well, all right. The fourth topic then? And this is a weird one. I mean, it's pretty freaking weird. This has to do with pig bungee jumping, which was recently released from China. Videos of pigs attached to bungee cords being thrown off of very high elevation. And the internet, you know, reacted and freaked out and said that this was animal abuse.
I'd have to agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, now my perception, I don't think it's animal abuse, honestly, but like, so why do you think it's not?
Well, a pig was strapped to a pretty long bit of rope and then thrown off a high point. I mean,
yes.
That's not something you should do to an animal.
Well, no. No, it is not. No, but I don't know if it's abuse, though. Because the animal was safe. Like, sure, it might have been mentally traumatic for the... I don't even know how to describe this. I'm not defending these actions, because honestly, I just think that these actions were reckless to begin with. It was obviously a publicity stunt. It was some, you know, nonsensical, stupid thing that they were trying to do.
But, I mean, it's China. Chinese aren't exactly known for being ethical or...
Especially caring. When it comes to animals. Absolutely not. I mean, okay, so this was about pigs. You know, being thrown off of, you know, very high points and bungee jumping. It was, of course, you know, meant to be fun and whatnot. But you have to consider how the Chinese view other animals. For instance, I don't know, cats and dogs.
Food.
Yeah.
I found out that apparently kids in China, when their pets go missing, they freak out because they think someone's eaten them.
Yes, I've heard of that. And their fears are not unfounded. Because that does happen. In fact, I forgot what the name of the province was, where they have their dog meat festival every year. What happens is, the weeks before that, they have people that they go patrolling around the suburbs and steal pets to sell them on the black market dog meat. Like, that's what they do. Kind of scary. Yeah.
I mean, oh, where'd Fido go? This chow mein doesn't taste quite right. I wonder why.
Oh God!
What's this piece Lassie? Of metal? Oh no! It's my dog's collar.
Oh Jesus! Oh my goodness! No! Oh, can you imagine? Like, oh my God! Now I've seen some videos of what they do in China to not only just the pigs that they're throwing off balconies. Granted, they do have harnesses, and they don't mean to kill them. It's kind of just like a fun little thing that they do. A little creepy, but okay.
Well, yeah.
But Jesus, though. Like, the things that they do to puppies, like, aw. I just can't. Like, it's really sad.
Yes, it, like, legitimately makes me want to figure out how to inflict the same pain they're inflicting on them.
Well, I can say
it's not right. It's not right at all.
Yes.
This wouldn't go down so well in Australia.
This wouldn't go down in, like, civilized countries.
In
no,
any other country in the world.
Oh my goodness. No, but, like, they keep, like, these poor little puppies in cages, and then they skin them while they're alive. I mean, like, bro, like, it gets really messed up, like, what they do over there. Like, this whole pig bungee jumping thing, that's like the tip of the iceberg. Like, that's nothing compared to like how else they treat animals over there in China. Like, it's small beans.
Yeah, it's like nada, nothing.
Well, that or even how they treat people there, but that's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Any comments from the audience? What do you guys think? Like, is pig bungee jumping just like a fun thing to do? Or is it actually abuse? And should the people involved in this, should they have deserved the flack that they've gotten from the internet, like the backlash? Because, I don't know, I think, like, they kind of do deserve it, but not as bad as they got it. You know, they did try their best to make sure that the pigs were safe and that they're going to live and not be harmed when, you know, when they did this little stunt. It's not like they were trying to kill him, because they weren't.
Not yet, at least.
Well, not yet. I mean, a lot of people eat bacon, you know? I'm just saying.
Bacon.
Yeah,
the difference between properly slaughtering an animal and potentially sending it flying off a cliff is two different things.
The difference between properly slaughtering and giving it a heart attack.
Okay, yeah, sure. You're right, but like... nope. You're right. Probably not the best thing to do. Oh, man. China's crazy. You know, they eat bats over there.
Huh.
Yeah, it's called bat soup. Like, they take an entire bat and boil it and, like, eat it. And they consider it a delicacy.
Duck intestines.
Yeah. Some scary stuff going on. Well, it kind of has to do with the whole coronavirus going on. I don't know if you guys saw
No, not that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. Yep, in China. That's where it came from. Some crazy bonkers stuff. Doesn't really have anything to do with, you know, throwing pigs off a cliff, but... But, like, they do not care about animals over there in China. Like, they really don't. Maybe the panda. Maybe they care about the panda. Because
that's about the only thing that they care about. And whatever lunar year it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, guys. Did you know
Happy year of the rat.
Tomorrow, yes, is the first day of the Chinese lunar year of the year of the rat. So, yay.
Any rat sonas out there, you might be safe in China.
Well, at least for this year, yeah, sure.
For the next 365 days.
You're right. Yeah, right? Okay, actually, one of my friends has a pet rat, and my sister owns two rats. They're actually really cute. Like, they're super smart, and they're kind of like hamsters, only with long tails.
Yeah, like, rats are crazy smart.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, rats are cool.
I used to know someone who had a pet rat. He brought it over to my place a couple of times.
Aww.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I guess it's like that whole connotation of... maybe this stems from like the whole Black Plague hysteria back in the day when everyone just thinks that rats are terrible. Like, there's a lot of people that are like afraid of mice and afraid of rats. And I'm like, really? They're like super harmless. Like, I'd be more afraid of, like, a black widow.
A rat that you know where it's been, kind of thing. Like, it's been in a cage, not a wild rat.
Okay, yeah. That's true. I mean, I love raccoons. I think that they're super cute and adorable. But I wouldn't want to, like, pet a wild raccoon, because I don't know if it has, like, rabies or who knows what. No, like...
Yeah.
Or if it'll bite.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, who knows? But, All right, guys. I think we're approaching the end of this right now. But there was one other thing that I wanted to bring up. Now, I'm not sure who this person is, but it was someone who had recently passed away. You guys know who I'm talking about?
No, I'm afraid not.
Not off the top of my head now.
It has to do with Dragon Ball Z. I believe he was like a voice actor. I know Orion wanted to bring this up, but Orion is not available at the moment. He had more details about this. I believe it was a pretty significant character from Dragon Ball Z. Hell, it might have even been the guy who played Goku. I'm not sure. But
I haven't heard anything.
All right, fair enough. Well,
granted, that doesn't mean much because I don't really. Exist on the internet very much anymore.
Bruce Armstrong died at 84 4 days ago.
Ah, okay, Bruce Armstrong. Now, wait a minute. Was he involved in Dragon Ball Z at all?
Dragon Ball Z. Looks like he played a couple of the villains. He was also in Star. He's also voice between Star Wars. James Earl. I don't know what that is. So no, he's actually quite a.
Oh wow! Okay.
Oh, he's the narrator for the Dragon Ball Z movie TV shows.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, I didn't notice that. There's also Yu Yu Hakusho, Lupin the Third, and Case Closed.
Wow. Well, may he rest in peace.
Dearly.
Wow. All right. All right, audience. Any last-minute comments or questions, concerns?
Just something on that last thing. I'll post it in private chat to put it on the screen. It's actually rather interesting. The voice actor behind Darth Vader said, "I wish I had your vocal controls."
Okay.
Now, that's an accomplishment, considering Darth Vader's, meme status.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think this just about wraps it up for tonight. All right, so might I just say... you can find our podcast on YouTube, of course, Apple Play Store, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and Podbeam, and of course, many more to come. Now, any last statements from Noble?
Nope.
All right. Beowulf?
I don't have a whole lot. I'm getting some things sorted for my cons for this year, and I'm hoping to make it to... I think 3 are on my radar this year.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
One of which is in an ex-steel town, I believe.
All right. Well, that sounds awesome. As for me, I hope you guys had a great night. Thank you all for listening. And we shall see you next week, hopefully with less technological difficulties. All right. This is us. Signing off.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.